This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how our circumstances don't need to change to have a great victory. And of course, many today will celebrate Cinco de Mayo, which is the commemoration of the Mexican Army's unlikely victory against the French. I call it the classic case of the smaller power defeating the greater power. When I look to the scriptures, recently I talked about how Jesus healed a blind man and his disciples asked if the man's blindness was due to his sin or the sin of his parents. And of course, Jesus responded that the man was blind so that the power of God could be seen in him. And the same is true sometimes with us. Despite our imperfections or maybe how chaotic conditions can be, or even when that small of power ultimately defeats the greater power, all of that is so that the power of God's work and His hand over our lives can be revealed. The key is to make the battle the Lord's. And when we do this, then the outcome is almost certain. And so the next time we're struggling to see how we can have a victory in a certain situation because we just can't wrap our mind around it, nothing seems to be working, let us cling to these words. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, and my ways are beyond anything you can imagine. Isaiah 55:08. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, give your battle to the Lord and knowing that victory is on the way.